Have you ever wondered why two siblings can live in the same household but experience their environment completely different? That's The Elements, and today we're going to be talking about each element, which is fire, earth, air, and water. Now, before we get into this, I want to clarify something important because this is something people misunderstand all the time when they first start reading or learning astrology. When we talk about the elements, this does not just apply to your sun sign. Let me say it again for the people in the back. The elements are not just your sun sign. This can show up anywhere in your chart. Wherever these elements appear, whether it's your moon, rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, or other placements, that's where that elemental energy expresses itself in your life. So if you had a lot of planets in fire, you're going to express fire energy strongly. If you have a lot of planets in water, emotion and intuition might be a big part of how you experience the world. Astrology is never just one placement. It's a whole system. And the elements are one of the ways that we start understanding how the personality organizes itself. Now, when people first start learning astrology, they often jump straight into the signs Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, and so on. But underneath the zodiac signs, there's actually something much more fundamental. Every sign belongs to one of the four elements, and these elements represent different ways human beings experience life. Fire is spirit and energy. Earth is structure and reality. Air is thought and communication. Water is emotion and intuition. But here's the thing sometimes people miss. No one is just one element. Every single person is a combination, and the real art of astrology is understanding how those elements interact inside a person's psyche. Before we get into the elements, I thought I'd share a personal story about how I'm experiencing that. So right now you hear it in my voice. I sound congested, yes, but honestly, there's a very astrological reason for that. Taurus rules my sixth house of health, and I've got Mars sitting there too. And Mars is ruled by Aries, which is my fifth house, and it also rules part of the head. So the fact that I have a head cold right now during Taurus season in my house of health and is actually not surprising, but even comes back to the elements because Aries is fire. Taurus is earth, so you've got the fire energy, which is heat, inflammation, and then activation, and then mixed earth, which can slow things down and hold things in the body. And it's like, okay, now we're congested. So even small things like this can start to show up how you see the elements physically too. It's a whole movie. You see, when you start learning astrology, you'll see little pinpoints, but let's get into the elements. I'm gonna go into detail.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.